It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, we'll celebrate what would have been the 100th birthday of legendary Wisconsin musician and inventor Les Paul.
First, two Wisconsin state lawmakers are circulating legislation this week that would eliminate one of the state's watchdog agencies.
Republican State Representatives Adam Jarko and David Craig are seeking support to eliminate the state's Legislative Audit Bureau and replace it with investigative officials at all state agencies. So how might that work if the proposal went forward?
Here with us now to discuss that bill is Mordecai Lee. He's a professor of urban planning at UW-Milwaukee, also a former state lawmaker. Mordecai, welcome back.
Thanks, Veronica.
So why is the Legislative Audit Bureau being considered for elimination by some GOP lawmakers?
Well, Veronica, I suppose everybody is innocent until proven guilty, but I just don't see the merits of this proposal. I just don't see what's wrong with the status quo of the Legislative Audit Bureau. And I'm not saying everything is perfect, but I just don't see the case. And, you know, there's the old mantra of what does it mean to be conservative? And the line was used by former Governor Dreyfus, it was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I just don't see anything that's broke.
Well, the LAB is not a bureau that makes headlines. It doesn't seem to be a bureau that is in the news a lot. We don't hear about it. So on that note, what do we need to know about what it does? What are its responsibilities and duties?
Boy, that's great, Veronica. You've really gotten to the heart of the matter. I mean, I looked over the press coverage of the introduction of the bill, and it sounded to me like the senior author might perhaps not have a full understanding of the scope of the Legislative Audit Bureau, because the word audit can sometimes, you know, sort of throw us in the sense of that when we think of the word audit, we think of an IRS audit. We think of what accountants do. They do audits. And so we tend to think of perhaps the Legislative Audit Bureau as being just sort of this dull, green eye shade accountants who look through long columns of numbers. And they do that. They do audits of all the units of government in a regular schedule. But they also do something that's not related to being an accountant, and that's they do what we'd call either program audits or program evaluations. And it seems to me the proof is in the pudding that when they've done audits of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, those were more than just financial audits, CPA kind of audits. They also looked at, you know, the program evaluation. I thought they did an outstanding job. And then they did a follow-up audit. So they're not just reacting sort of in years past to what are the numbers, but they're also proactively, based on a schedule, looking at how government is performing.
Now, it sounds like the GOP sponsors of the bill say that the Legislative Audit Bureau isn't preventive. It doesn't stop problems before they happen. It only kind of tags them by looking backwards at the performance. Has that been perceived as a problem in the past?
You know, I've never seen that. And admittedly, my experience when I was the co-chair of the Joint Audit Committee was a long time ago. That was the Jurassic era of politics. It was the 1980s. But I can tell you that the Legislative Audit Bureau chooses subjects in part based on what it thinks it ought to look at, which is a very good criterion. In other words, as policy analysts, as policy evaluators, they proactively think, gee, maybe we should look into this. And another part of their agenda are suggestions for program audits that are submitted by legislators to the Joint Audit Committee. I had been the Senate co-chair of the Joint Audit Committee. And then we take it up, and the committee votes on whether it thinks this might be a good idea or might not be a good idea, and then we pass it on to the Legislative Audit Bureau. So it seems to me that it covers all bases. It's not just a kind of a look over your shoulder and sign an accounting report.
We're talking right now with Mordecai Lee from UW-Milwaukee, joining us to talk about a GOP proposal that would eliminate the state's independent Legislative Audit Bureau. And Mordecai, the question we need to answer to let people know what this is what would be in place of the Legislative Audit Bureau if this were to go through? How would it work?
Well, as I understand it, the two authors like the model from the federal government, known as the IG model. IG stands for Inspectors General. In other words, that every executive department has an independent officer called an inspector general who can examine anything. And so they're suggesting apparently to abolish the Legislative Audit Bureau and replace it with departmental IGs. And first of all, I don't think that's an either-or situation. There certainly could be legislation to create on the state level in every cabinet department a departmental IG along with the Legislative Audit Bureau. So that doesn't seem to be necessarily compelling. And maybe the best emphasis ought to be that when one is in government, there's a real imbalance between the knowledge base of the executive branch and the knowledge base of the legislative branch. It's almost, you know, to use the current phrase, an information asymmetry, that the executive branch knows a lot more than the legislative branch. And I think the Legislative Audit Bureau does a wonderful job of helping rebalance information knowledge because it's an agency of the legislative branch. If we were to shift to departmental IGs, departmental IGs would not be agents of the legislature, even if they might be appointed by a joint legislative committee. They'd be much more within the departments. And in fact, Neil Barofsky, who was one of the IGs at the Department of Treasury, wrote a memoir after the bank bailout saying that one of the IGs in the federal government was not independent, was not aggressive, and was sort of always looking to be on the good side of the presidential administration. So I really don't think IGs are the magic bullet.
Now, last month, the Audit Bureau released a report on WEDEC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, finding some problems there in what has become sort of a high-profile issue in Wisconsin. Do you think that comes into play here?
Well, that's a fabulous example, it seems to me, Veronica, of what's right about the status quo. And so I'm really glad you're mentioning it. The Legislative Audit Bureau very diligently went through every loan file and did it comply with state law, with state rules? If there was any federal money involved, did it comply with federal money? And they found some major problems, because what you're referring to, Veronica, was a follow-up audit to an earlier audit that really found problems. And it seems to me that that was a very nonpartisan audit. There certainly is no partisanship involved. In fact, reacting to it, Governor Walker said that he no longer thought it was a good idea to merge WEDC with WEDA, which is another independent agency. Mm-hmm. So I don't see that there should be any partisan motivation to pop the Legislative Audit Bureau. It served Democrats and Republicans equally. It's very nonpartisan. It has a very deep culture of staying outside of politics, just like the Legislative Fiscal Bureau.
And we leave it there. Mordecai, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Veronica.
That was Mordecai Lee from UW-Milwaukee joining us to talk about a GOP proposal that would eliminate the state's independent Legislative Audit Bureau.